I was 5 years old and in need of new pants. My mother dutifully hauled me into the city to the big Wanamaker's department store to buy a pair of khaki pants. I always wore khaki pants. I walked into Wanamaker's wearing my old khaki pants, worn out at the knees, seam splitting, seat just about gone. I was a runt and my pants were always too long, so my mother turned them up into baggy cuffs which often came unraveled. First we had to do some other shopping in the women's section on the second floor. I don't recall exactly what my mother was looking for, and in any case, whatever it was would be eclipsed by what was about to happen. We boarded the escalator for the ride back down to the boys' section on the first floor. I was holding my mother's hand. All went well until we neared the bottom. Then, just as I was about to step off the escalator, I felt a tug on my pants leg. The force of it pulled me off my feet, and I was left dangling from my mother's hand. She looked down, face contorted in horror. I looked where she was looking. My pant leg was being sucked right off me and into the grinding machinery of the escalator. My mother screamed, "His leg! His leg!" She kept shouting. Not knowing what else to do, I screamed too. Then I screamed some more. I wailed. Meanwhile, my pants were being inexorably stripped off my body and yanked into the jaws of the escalator. All at once, a crowd formed around us, people screaming and yelling. "My God," someone yelled, "it's tearing his leg off." My mother screamed some more, tried to pull me away from the machine, but it just held me harder in its teeth. Now, I knew even in the moment that my leg was fine. More than anything, I was frightened by all the screaming around me and mortified that the escalator was stripping my pants off down in my underwear. It didn't help that the worn-out pants were now ripping and tearing with sharp zipping sounds. Into the mayhem stepped the store manager, a middle-aged woman, as I recall. Somehow she got the escalator turned off, and two men in brown maintenance uniforms showed up with a toolbox. Somebody said an ambulance was on the way. The two maintenance guys used scissors to cut away the rest of my pants, and then, still holding my mother's hand, I stood up wearing only my underwear. "There's no blood," somebody said, and there was a crackle of applause and some murmurs of relief. People in the crowd were smiling and nodding at me, and I felt about as ridiculous as I've ever felt before or since. The store manager apologized. My mother recovered her composure, though I don't recall being allowed to ride an escalator for years to come. Nowadays, I guess my mother could demand a hefty settlement for pain and suffering, mental anguish. That day, we left the store carrying a fancy Wanamaker's bag, the kind with loopy handles. Inside were not one, but two pairs of brand new khaki pants, and they didn't cost us a dime.